Sometimes I ask myself if I really believe or not. I ask that about matters of faith, about faith in God. I ask, do I really believe that or not? Does that surprise you for a minister to say that? Is a minister supposed to share that he asks questions like that? Is a minister supposed to say something like that, to wonder if he really believes? Well, I'm doing it, and I said it, so there you go. But honestly, it's not for me so much wondering about believing in God. Faith in God feels for me like something woven into me. It does feel like a part of me. Although I do sometimes talk to God about my doubts about the existence of God, which is kind of an odd thing to do when you think about it, but that's how it works for me. What I more often find my questions of faith to be about has more to do when I hear something about faith and I think, huh, do I really believe that? And again, it's not so much often that I'm wondering if I really believe it's true, it's that I'm wondering if that truth is reflected in my life, if my faith is held and lived out in a way that reflects this claim of faith. Because that's perhaps the most important part of what believe means, isn't it? I mean, that word believe is used in all sorts of ways. It sometimes uses a prediction about something. For instance, I really believed that Michigan was going to beat Ohio State in football yesterday. But what happened to that belief, right? Sometimes believe is an opinion about something. Like, I believe the officiating in that game was terrible yesterday. I'm going to release it. Okay, really, I'm done with the football game. It's all... Because most deeply, theologically, spiritually, when we say we really believe something, it's a truth that shapes how your life is lived. Most simply and profoundly, to say, I believe in God, is to have a relationship with God that shapes and forms your life. So, sometimes I ask myself, if I really believe something or not. For instance, I'm reading Romans 13, and the Apostle Paul writes, "For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers." Salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone. The day is near. Paul seems to be saying that the fulfillment of God's reign is a reality coming closer in time, that the dawn of God's reign is arriving. But I wonder if I really believe that. Which is, I wonder if the shape of my life really reflects what Paul is writing here. Does yours? But maybe it's not really clear at all to you what sort of shape that would be. So in order to make clear why this assertion from Paul catches my attention, catches my questioning, and could catch yours, I think I have to do a few things. I have to tell you what I used to believe. I have to tell you what I think Paul used to believe. I have to tell you what I think Paul really believed. And I have to tell you a new belief that I have. And I have to do that all in the last 8 minutes of this sermon. So you watch. You stay with me. We can do this. You see, it used to be that when I read something like Romans 13, salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone. The day is near. I believed it right away. And that's because I had what I would call an evolutionary understanding of faith, which saw life as progressing towards something better. I thought that about myself, personally, that I could, and I was getting better. That's what I thought about myself. And beyond that, I mixed this evolutionary belief together about church and about people and about the world and about my country and about knowledge and technology, everything together progressing towards something better. Not smoothly, not without exception or disruption, but still inevitably. Salvation is nearer. The day is near. And then I'm not sure when, I guess it's in the past couple of years, but I realized I don't believe that anymore. I don't believe that about myself. I can tell you more about that if you'd like to hear about that. I don't believe that about the church. I don't believe that about my country. I don't believe that about this world. And it was difficult for me to realize that I didn't believe that, because there wasn't anything at the moment that was very clear to put in its place for me. If the world isn't getting better, then what? It caused a certain tension in me, you could say. When Paul wrote Romans, it seems that he believed that the return of Christ was near, was soon in terms of calendar time. That belief of Paul seems to be woven into this passage and its imagery. The time that it is, the day that is near, that echoes Paul's expectation of Christ's return to fulfill God's reign of love and peace. By the time Paul reached the end of his life, which is likely not too long after this, after he wrote this, I wonder what he believed then. Paul and the early church wrestled with what to make of a belief chronologically that had not played out. It can be difficult to realize, because for some, perhaps, it was hard to see what then to believe at all. If Christ has not returned, then what? It was a crisis of faith that caused a certain tension, no doubt. So let me tell you what I think Paul really believed. And if that sounds presumptuous of me, what I mean is what I think Paul held most deeply as belief that shaped his life. Because if you look through this passage, what you find is that there are images that reflect two essential things: baptism and creation. Paul says, put aside brokenness and put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on the armor of light. That's baptism liturgy language. And then Paul speaks of darkness and light, of night and day. That's creation language. Paul speaks of Christ as the creative revelation of God who brings light out of darkness now as from the very beginning. And so what Paul really believed is that a life of faith was to belong to God in baptism and to live in the creative light of God. I think when Paul's life ended, he was not thinking about Jesus not returning. He was thinking about belonging in life and in death to the community of baptism and creation in Jesus Christ. So let me tell you what I believe now. These are some new beliefs for me. I'm trying them out, maybe even some new this week, some new in this Advent season. I do not believe that faith in Christ is about the evolution of my life or the progress of this world towards something better. I don't believe that being a Christian is about being optimistic. Now, things can get better, and optimism can be very good, but neither is where my faith, where my belief abides. What I believe in is baptism, to live as part of a baptized community. Baptism, which is by God's grace to put off all in this world that diminishes and denies life and love, and to put on the fullness of God's wisdom, the fullness of God's embrace of human brokenness, the fullness of God's ever-creating power for life, the fullness we receive in Jesus Christ. And what I now believe is that in this baptism community, what I am called and empowered and gifted and sent to do is to live in the power of God's new creation. I don't trust in the evolution of goodness or optimism about the future. I trust in the creative presence of God in my life and in this world, each and every day. The creative spirit of God that brings light and life into and out of darkness. The creative power of love and grace and mercy and forgiveness and justice. I believe that in the tension of every encounter of dark and light, the circumstances in my life that I wrestle with, the circumstances of the church in the world today so conflicted and divided, the circumstances of our nation so divided and broken, the circumstances of many people in this world facing things more difficult than I can ever imagine. I do believe that the creating and creative power and presence of God can and does and has and is and will bring light to God's world. And my life is given to be part of a baptized community that witnesses to and participates in that light of life for God's world. I believe that. I look at myself and I realize that I do. And that is a belief that shapes and opens me up in a way to be faithful to God that I can follow in my life. I want you to notice something in Romans 13. Paul says, salvation is nearer. The day is near. So that sounds like they're near, but not yet here, right? But then Paul turns around and says, let us live as in the day. And that tension only makes sense when we realize that Paul is saying that we carry the day with us. God with us. And so even in darkness, that is what allows us to walk and live in light. What Paul believes, what I now believe, what I ask you to join in believing, is that the light, is that the life-giving light of God is about new creation each day, in your life, in this world, through your life to this world. That belief shapes me, you, us, in all the circumstances that we encounter to receive and share God's life and light in our Lord Jesus Christ. And that makes us a part of the reign of God that in God's time, God will bring to fullness, to completeness. That I can believe. That I can live. Join me. Thanks be to God. Amen.